Hello, geeks, and welcome to the Facebook Franchise Podcast on the Social Geek Radio Network. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere, along with Mike McDowell. Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager, and we like to bring you tips directly from Facebook that can help your franchise system in the most influential space on Earth. Today, we've got the second half of a conversation that Mike and I started, about a week or so ago when the entire misinformation on Facebook topic really started getting hot. We've got some advice and some ideas for franchisors on how to protect their brand and why this could be a big challenge for them in the second half of 2021. One more fun thing I want to talk about, and maybe for some people this isn't going to be very much fun, especially if you've been caught sharing misinformation on Facebook. sounds like there's some karma coming around, or at least what Facebook considers karma for people on their page. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So it really applies to two things. It applies to personal profiles, but then it also applies to pages. If you have... Well, let me start by saying if it's 2021 and you still don't have some type of social media guidelines in place or access to the Facebook pages of your franchisees or the ability to take down really stupid posts if somebody else happens to post for you, get that, please, immediately. Before you finish this podcast, stop listening and go do that right now because it's incredibly important.
Yes.
But basically what's happening is as Facebook continues to try to crack down on this misinformation epidemic that they would call it throughout their network, they've actually started putting flags on pages. So if I'm, whatever franchisee of whatever company, and I've shared a news article on my personal feed or on my page feed, when a person goes to the Facebook page, if that page has ever shared false information, there will Facebook will now put a flag on that page that says, "This page repeatedly shares false information. Be careful." Basically, unbelievable, right?
There's something you don't want on your page if somebody comes looking for you.
And the other thing I would say is if you share, if you're in a health type of franchise or a fitness franchise and you share data around health and wellness or food and things like that, or really any industry that might share like data about consumers, you have to be careful there as well, especially if it's your own proprietary data, because the other piece that's a part of this and the reason we wanted to talk about it on the podcast is Facebook is now relying on what they call independent fact checkers. Whatever that means, independent fact checkers. If enough people disagree with what you post, whether you have data to back it up or not internally, Facebook can flag it as misinformation and basically says, hey, independent fact checkers have said that some of the posts on your page include false information. You need to review these posts. And if you don't take them down, Facebook will put that, false information flag on your page. It is a whole new world when Facebook starts doing things like that. And so I would just encourage people, be diligent about anything that you're sharing like that. If your franchisees are sharing data or information or health tips or, if they are, anti this or anti that,
right,
or support this candidate or that candidate and like this news source or that news source. You have to tell them to be careful because there's very little upside for your brand that can come from this. Only massive PR problems.
and we always say don't share anything political, point of some of the in the franchise world, some of the legislation that's being tossed around right now that. Many of our friends in franchising have very strong opinions about it, and we can talk about that. We can debate it. We could do a podcast about it, but you really don't want to have that on your Facebook page because there could be some, junior fact checker in whatever Facebook office somewhere who just doesn't like that senator or whatever the case may be. And like you said, you could have all the proof in the world. You could argue it till you're blue in the face. but it doesn't matter. If Facebook tags you as sharing misinformation, you're in jail. You're in Facebook jail. And this isn't just for like a store's page or a local business's page. This is for a personal profile connected to that page too, I would assume. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Yikes. Because we hear that all the time too, man. It's like, oh, well, I shared this on my personal profile. And it's like, yeah, you own that local franchisee Facebook page. They see you as one and the same, right?
Yeah. So that's kind of, you know, you're skating a fine line as a franchisor there, but, you know,
and you could get the whole brand in trouble eventually.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's probably worth, honestly, you know, at your next convention, whether that's in person or via Zoom, I would probably, you know, just update everybody on what you expect on social and just, you know, maybe even share some of this information with them, because they ultimately don't want their business hurt by it either. And so most people, I believe are very reasonable human beings and will understand the risk. Basically no upside. So I would add that to my agenda if I was a franchisor anywhere, of making sure that our franchisees know, like, hey, what you share on your personal page matters now to your business. That's a pretty crazy step to think through, but obviously very important. And some people may take some of this lightly, but just as kind of a good example of how devastating this can be, or at least how freely interpreted things can be. As many of you know, if you're in the Frandev space, you know, Facebook has put kind of that Frandev category under their employment, special interest category or whatever, when you're on Facebook ads. I actually provided a pretty senior level person at Facebook the resolutions from Congress where joint employer was shot down, and how it was very much outlined in the information that IFA shared from the Capitol of saying, like, this is no longer a thing. And it has been stated very clearly that franchisees are not employees and their employees are not employees of the franchisor. And Facebook basically was like, we don't care.
We're from California, Mike. We're not listening to this anymore.
So so you guys know, like, it's not a, hey, I can prove my point issue. It's a, if Facebook feels that way, that's the law. I think that's a good example of what we're talking about here, because I spent, you know, about a year and a half with a pretty high level person in the organization discussing whether or not that should happen, and trying to fight on behalf of not just us, but the entire industry. And when it came down to it, they didn't care what Congress said. They didn't care what state laws said. They just cared that they think it's an employment agreement. And if they think that, then that's all that matters.
So. Right. Right. Well, I think the most important thing, as you said, Mike, is having that conversation with your franchisees and their teams. So if you are able to get those conversations going, if anybody out there would like some help in crafting those conversations and even bringing one of us in on that call to chat with some franchisees, we love talking about this stuff all day, as you can all probably tell. If you'd like to contact us for more information for you or your franchisees, please do so at socialjoey.com. And one more thing before we go, I'd like to invite all of you to join us August 31st through September 3rd at Caesars Palace in Vegas for the 20th Annual Multi-Unit Franchising Conference. The 2021 MUFC is the must-attend event for all multi-unit and multi-brand franchisees looking to build their businesses and achieve their growth goals. Keynotes this year include Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank and astronaut Captain Scott Kelly. You can get more information at multiunitfranchisingconference.com.